Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome back to another fantastic episode of the Silsila, The Early Echo. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, wherever you are in the world, whichever city or country, whichever hemisphere you are in, whatever season you are experiencing, we are hopeful that through the mercy of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, that you and your family are safe. We have another wonderful and inspiring topic of discussion for today. We are going to be talking about being each other's well-wishers, because Islam has created a brotherhood. Islam has created a unity and understanding amongst the believers, amongst the Muslims. And we are going to be touching on this, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, to motivate us in order to be compassionate, to be kind to one another, subhanallah, Azza wa Jal. Before we go any further, let's remember the beautiful hadith, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. You may have heard this narration countless number of times. The reason is to remind us, and we need those reminders. We need those reminders to make good intentions so we can get maximum thawab and reward from the court of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let's make some good intentions that, oh Allah Azza wa Jal, I'm watching, I'm listening to this silsila of Madani Channel for your rida, for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that what I learn, I will try to practice and convey this message to others as well, inshallah Azza wa Jal. There are so many wonderful blessings for reciting Durood e Pak, salawat, salutations upon our most merciful master, the last prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, whoever desires that Allah Almighty is pleased with him when he presents himself in his court, then he should recite, he should send Salat, Durood e Pak upon me in abundance. Allahu Akbar. I'm sure every Muslim out there, including myself, when we are presented in the court of Allahu Jalla Jalaluhu on the Day of Judgment, wouldn't we want that my Allah, my Creator, my Rabb Azza wa Jal is happy with me, is pleased with me? So here is a way, here is a secret that is out, the recitation of salawat, of Durood e Pak in abundance, over and above establishing our five times salah, performing it correctly, fulfilling each other's rights, whatever other duties and responsibilities that we have, if we are complying with it, if we are carrying it out, then don't forget some amount of time on a daily basis for the recitation of Qur'an-i Pak, Durood-i Pak, Istighfar, Dhikrullah, seeking knowledge of Deen. These things will help us, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, in this world, in the hereafter, in the grave as well. SubhanAllah Azza wa Jal, we have a fantastic kalam to receive more inspiration, and we'll be right back after this kalam. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Mustafa jaane rahmat shamae bazme hidayat sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam ka farmane alishan hai ki jo koi shakhs mujh par ek bar durood e pak padhe Allah azza wa jalla us par apni 10 rehmatein nazil farmata hai, uske 10 gunahon ko mitata hai aur uske 10 darajat ko buland farmata hai. Aaj jo kalam aap sunne ja rahe hain, इसमें आपको बार बार दुरूद पाक पढ़ने का मौका मिलेगा. आइए नाते रसूल मकबूल भी सुनिए और दुरूद पाक के विर्द में शामिल हो जाइए.
सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
سچی بات سکھاتے یہ ہے سیدھی راہ دکھاتے یہ ہیں
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
جلتی جانے بجھاتے یہ ہیں جلتی جانے بجھاتے یہ ہیں روتی آنکھیں ہنساتے یہ ہیں صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
قصرِ دنا تک کس کی رسائی قصرِ دنا تک کس کی رسائی جاتے یہ ہیں آتے یہ ہیں صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
فیض جلیل خلیل سے پوچھو فیض جلیل خلیل سے پوچھو آگ میں باغ کھلاتے یہ ہیں صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
انا اعطیناک الکوثر انا اعطیناک الکوثر ساری کثرت پاتے یہ ہیں صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
رب ہے معطی یہ ہے قاسم رب ہے معطی یہ ہیں قاسم رزق اس کا ہے کھلاتے یہ ہیں صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
اپنی بنی ہم آپ بگاڑیں اپنی بنی ہم آپ بگاڑیں کون بنائے بناتے یہ ہیں صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
لاکھوں بلائیں کروڑوں دشمن لاکھوں بلائیں کروڑوں دشمن کون بچائے، بچاتے یہ ہیں صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم،
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم۔
مرکد میں بندوں کو تھپک کر، مرکد میں بندوں کو تھپک کر، میٹھی نیند سلاتے یہ ہیں صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم،
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم۔
باپ جہاں بیٹے سے بھاگے، باپ جہاں بیٹے سے بھاگے، لطف وہاں فرماتے یہ ہیں صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم،
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم۔
ماں جب اکلوتے کو چھوڑے، ماں جب اکلوتے کو چھوڑے، آ آ کہہ کے بلاتے یہ ہیں صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم،
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم۔
ٹھنڈا ٹھنڈا میٹھا میٹھا، ٹھنڈا ٹھنڈا میٹھا میٹھا، پیتے ہم ہیں پلاتے یہ ہیں صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم،
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم۔
سلم سلم کی ڈھارس سے، سلم سلم کی ڈھارس سے، پل پر ہم کو چلاتے یہ ہیں صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم،
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم۔
کہہ دو رضا سے خوش ہو خوش رہ، کہہ دو رضا سے خوش ہو خوش رہ، مژدہ رضا کا سناتے یہ ہیں صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم،
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم،
وسلم۔
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم۔ Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, another fantastic and beautiful Naat Sharif. And we had the vision, the sight of the grand green emerald dome of Masjidun Nabawi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us there time and again, take us for Hajj and Umrah time and again, and our families through the mercy of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are talking about being each other's well wishes. And believers, this is how they are supposed to be. We are supposed to be like this. Whether at home, with our family, with our friends, with our community, whether I know the next Muslim or not. I want you to think about this, that when we make salam, our universal greeting, the most beautiful greeting in the world that every Muslim does to each other, whether you are in South Africa, in the Americas, Asia, Europe, whether you are down under in Australia, New Zealand, or you are in any part of the world, Middle East, you name it, Africa, every Muslim has this greeting. And what a beautiful greeting. And even more amazing is the meaning behind the greeting. When we greet each other, Assalamu alaikum, it's very different from just your normal good morning, good day, good afternoon, good evening, good night. Maybe the person is not having a good day. Maybe they're having a bad day or a bad night. But look at the greeting of Islam that Muslims give to each other. Assalamu alaikum. That peace be upon you. Aren't we all looking and searching for that peace in our lives? Harmony in our lives, in our homes, in our societies? And believers are like that. They are like one building. They are supposed to be caring for each other. A very beautiful saying I have recalled, that be soft as silk amongst your friends and your family. And we'll extend this to fellow believers and Muslims as well. Be soft as silk amongst your friends and your family. And against your hard enemies, be hard as a rock. Allahu Akbar. So amongst each other, you be passive, you be calm, you be compassionate, affectionate, merciful. And who is our number one enemy? Who is Aduwwum Mubeen? The open enemy, Shaytan, Iblis, the cursed and humiliated devil, he and his agents who are constantly plotting and planning behind the scenes from the shadows in order to cause disruptions in the world, in order to cause conflicts, starting in our own individual lives, extending that into our families, our communities, our societies and the world. That's what he likes. He likes mischief. He likes trouble. And he lays those traps and he whispers his evil whisperings into the hearts and minds of people in order to destroy relationships. When we are supposed to mend, we are supposed to be each other's well wishers. Be concerned, genuinely, sincerely concerned for the next believer, for the next Muslim in particular. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. So in that salam, peace be upon you. And if a person wants more reward, we should add, wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And the mercy of Allah and the blessings of Allah upon you. You are making dua for that person. It's not just a normal greeting. There's care, there's consideration in this greeting itself. And Islam teaches us this brotherhood amongst the brothers, amongst the men, and the sisterhood amongst the sisters and the ladies. It practically demonstrates this from the very beginning. Allahu Akbar. You know, we have to do research, we have to read, we have to inquire. And material is available, content is available. Dawud Islami has all of the authentic content that is required to empower us. Subhanallah. You know, in Medina Tayyiba, Zadahullahu Sharafa wa Ta'azima, there were two tribes, the Aus and Khazraj. And for decades, they were at war with each other. The tribal warfare was commonplace amongst the tribes of the Arabian Peninsula, Jaziratul Arab. It was commonplace over sometimes trivial matters. Generations would be at war with each other. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our master, our merciful master, the mercy to the entire universes, subhanallah, brought Islam. He embedded Islam into their hearts, into their minds. He made them brothers to each other. And they were then known as the Ansar. They were the helpers. And whom did they help? They helped the deen by helping the Muhajirun. Who were they? The migrants, those who were forced. They were oppressed. They were tortured. They were ridiculed. They were natives of Makkatul Mukarramah, Zadahullahu Sharafa wa Ta'zeema. Forced out, they left everything. They left their belongings. They left their sentimental values. They left their, many of them left their families, their friends, their homeland. They left it to settle in Medina Sharif, Zadahullahu Sharafa wa Ta'zeema. And this is a foreign place to them, with a different climate, and many of them didn't know anybody there. Where do they stay? What do they eat? What do they do? How do they earn halal income? Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. So firstly, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he makes the Aus and Khazraj tribes, they become believers, they become Muslims, they become brothers to each other. And all of those tribal wars and misunderstandings and the negativities are removed. That's one practical demonstration for you and I, that who are alive today, that we need to learn from this and implement it as well. And then subhanallah azza wa jal, when the Muhajirun, they came from Makkah Sharif to Medina Sharif, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made the Ansar and the Muhajirun as brothers. But call one Ansar, one Muhajir. He is your brother. He solidified this brotherhood, and it was done practically. There was no enmity, there was no jealousy, there was no that, you know, why should I share minds with, this is now my brother. Allahu Akbar. The Ansar would take the Muhajir home and bring everything in front, all the items that he had, and said, 50% of this, half of this is yours, the other is mine. It is in your ownership. Allahu Akbar. Sayyiduna Abdul Rahman ibn Awf radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, when he was sent to one of the Ansars, and he asked Ansar, where is the marketplace of Medina? Allahu Akbar. And he was directed, he goes there to Qaynuqa, and he starts selling ghee, butter, and other items. Subhanallah azza wa jal, and within no time, he becomes so rich, so wealthy, Allahu Akbar, that he would himself would say, if even I were to touch dust, it would turn into gold. Other Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, who came from Makkah Sharif, like Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was also a trader. Sayyiduna Uthman Ghani radiallahu an, with tumur, with kajur, dates he would sell. Sayyiduna Umar al-Faruq radiallahu anhu majma'een, he was also a trader, and others as well. Some opened up big businesses and others smaller businesses, subhanallah azza wa jal. But the point is that Ansar, the helpers who were the residents of Medina Sharif, Zadahullah Sharifa wa Ta'zeema, upon the request of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they made the Muhajirs their brothers. Now, in the present day and age, we know in our communities how many Muslims are truly suffering. In our communities, in our locality, that if I know, and where does the charity start? Charity starts at home, it begins at home. And Islam shows us practically these beautiful proverbs and sayings. Islam teaches it practically, that if you help your family with sadaqah, if you are charitable towards your family, you will get double reward. Double reward, because of giving the sadaqah, of the giving the charity, and also because you are building family relations. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. So that's the starting point. Sometimes we need, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you with wealth, and instead of just wasting it away on entertainment, on just luxury items, on wastage, because we see in the world today, there is an abundance of wastage. I'm sure you may have seen, for example, the egg challenge, where a person will take an egg and just bust it on the head of the child, or take the bucket challenge, the water bucket, they just throw the water on themselves. How much of wastage? People are suffering, don't have access to clean drinking water. And we have certain people who are so-called civilized and advanced, so-called first world, and others imitate them as well, and they waste water like you cannot believe. They waste resources like we cannot believe. They waste food. Allahu Akbar. So, what is our duty? What is my role as a Muslim? Am I not going to be accountable for all of this? Because whatever I own, whatever I earn, in reality belongs to who? Allahu subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when I leave all of these things behind. I need to realize this. What do I take with me? My good deeds, my bad deeds. Imagine if I took a portion of my wealth every month. So much is for my expenditure, for my family. So much I will reinvest it. And so much I'm going to search first for my family members who are poor and needy, who can't afford to pay for their municipal bills, their rent, who can't afford water or food or clothes for their children or the school fees. I'm going to help them first. Then I'm going to look in my society. I will try to create sustainable development. You know, as they say, if you give a man a fish, you feed him for the day. And if you teach him how to fish, you can feed him for a lifetime. Because on himself now, he will go, he'll put the effort because he's been trained and you have developed him. Just try to work on sustainable development in your communities, in your localities as well. Teach people some skills so that they can start maybe opening up their own small, maybe micro business or something, and start selling things in order to earn halal and look after themselves and their family. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may bless them that they can help others then. Subhanallah. So work together as one unit. Work together as brothers. Brothers, men and women and women. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, we are talking about be each other's well-wishers. That's what Muslims are. Well, that's what Muslims are supposed to be. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, our maker, our sustainer, has stated, I love those who meet each other for my sake. I love those that love one another for my sake. I love those who spend on each other for my sake. And I love those who help each other for my sake. So when we are doing, do for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for His sake. Do it with the correct intentions when you're helping your family, when you're helping fellow Muslims in your society, in your locality, or if you're helping Muslims on the other side of the world, do it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do it to enter happiness in the hearts of the Muslims. Do it to remove obstacles from the lives of Muslims. Because Muslims in so many parts of the world, they are suffering. They are being oppressed by tyrants. And make dua, not just for yourself. Make dua for yourself, for your family, and Muslims of the world. And oh Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Ya Allah, remove their difficulties, Ya Allah. Remove the Muslims' sicknesses, Ya Allah. Stop the oppressors, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, that Muslim is going through financial distress, financial problems. Even if you are going through great difficulties in your life, Ask Allah. He is the opener of doors. He is the creator of opportunities. He's there, always there. When last did I talk to Allah? My Allah, my creator, my merciful Allah. When last did I cry? Say, Ya Allah, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka, inni kuntu min al-zalimin. I'm one of the wrongdoers, Ya Allah. Admit it, that's who we are. We are not ma'asum. We are not sinless and incapable of committing sins like the Anbiya alayhim salam, like the Malaika alayhim salam. We're not. We are the common everyday sinners. At some point or the other, some sin we're committing. But turn back to Allah. Turn back in sincere tawbah. Cry. Be alone. And raise your hands, Ya Allah. I have strayed very far from the path, Ya Allah. You know my reality, Ya Allah. But you cover me. You conceal my faults, Ya Allah. Cry. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the sake of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Be kind to each other. Our lives are too short. It's too short to get embroiled in arguments. You probably know it as well. So many families, their relationships are broken. Where brothers and sisters are not talking to each other, are not on talking terms, are not communicating with each other for maybe years. He did this to me and she did that to me. Allah. And the person passes away in that condition. No communication. Sometimes parents and their kids, no communication. Allah. What has happened to us? We need to think a little bit that our common enemy is Shaitan. He is the common open enemy. He is the one who is creating the frictions between us. We are there to be each other's well-wishers, to wish good for each other, to do good to each other. Allahu Akbar. It's also mentioned, Allah subhanallah, the most beloved action to Almighty Allahu Jalla Jalaluhu after the fara'id is to bring joy to a Muslim's heart. When last did I do that? Again, starting in my home, my family members, my spouse, my parents, my mother, my father, my grandmother, my grandfather, my sons, my daughters, my brothers, my sisters. When last did I do that? Nobody's saying that, you know what, hey, go out of your way to try and, you know, buy this gift or present for them. No. Be their moral support, their emotional support. Be somebody that, you know, that's a person I can talk to, who will give me some advice, who will listen to me, who will give me a hearing. Subhanallah. We have a lovely filler, a short clip regarding teaching our children Islamic knowledge. We'll be right back, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
It's very, very important, imperative to teach our children basic knowledge of Islam and the religion. And this will stand them in good stead throughout their life. Now, if you look at priorities today, unfortunately, people, they spend a lot of time ensuring that their child becomes a professional, a doctor maybe, or a different profession. And they exert a lot of energy, they pay for tuition fees, they take that child wherever he needs to go to ensure that he's in pole position to get a job in his field. Now think about this. That person has mastered a science like maths, for example. Complex issues are discussed in science or in medicine, or to become a doctor, we know it's not easy. He's mastered all of this. But that very same person who is respectfully called doctor, doctor sahib, lawyer, solicitor. When it comes to performing wudu, he doesn't know the basics. Now ask yourself this question. On the Day of Judgment, his credentials as a doctor or a barrister or a lawyer or a solicitor won't come to help him. But if he did not learn the basic knowledge of Islam, if he did not learn how to perform wudu, which is the key to salah, and he did not know about the requirements of salah, the obligations of salah, the wajibat in salah, etc., he'll be in trouble. Now, the wise person is he who lives in the world, he learns the basics of the religion, and more if possible, and he is free to also pursue other things which are jais in Sharia, become professional, become a doctor, for example. But we should not give priority to worldly knowledge and qualifications at the expense of dini knowledge. Otherwise, this will come back to haunt us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow all of us to invest time in learning sacred knowledge and the basic knowledge of Islam at least.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, some wise words from our Hafiz Kaleem Attari Madani on the importance of teaching Islamic knowledge to our children. Because the reality is, many of us, we focus, we prioritize worldly knowledge. Now, of course, they need that education as well, but their foundation must be solidly built, which is Islamic knowledge. That's the foundation. If that is not strengthened, if that is not made solid, then we see it today that those children will grow up and there won't be any Islamic values in their life. And then the parents complain. So let us, you know, take this responsibility upon us as parents or grandparents out there to ensure that my child, my grandchild, their foundation of Islamic knowledge, values is made solid. Alhamdulillah, Dawood Islami has created those kind of facilities. Darul Madina Islamic Schooling System, Madrasatul Madina, Jami'atul Madina for higher Islamic learning. So many courses are available, even online as well, subhanAllah Azza wa Jal. Madrasatul Madina for grown-ups, specialized classes for males and separately for females. So these and so much more are available in order to empower us so we can also train and teach our children. Don't only leave it to Mulana Sahab or Apa or, you know, others. Consider those the bonuses. You as the mother or father, grandmother or grandfather, you also play your part as well, inshallah, azza wa jal. Allahu Akbar. So we're talking about we each other's well-wishes, to assist, to aid each other. That the believers are like one building. If the building is not set properly, because each brick relies on the next brick, the building, if its foundation is solid and it's built properly, it will withstand the erosion or it will withstand destruction. So the believers are like one building, that they rely on each other. In fact, the blessed hadith mentions that all of the Muslims are like one building, one part of which gives strength to the other. We are there to uplift each other. We are there to motivate each other, not bring each other down. We are there to try and inspire, remind each other of our purpose as Muslims and to be each other's comfort. When the person is going through difficulties, be there to comfort them. Whether you know the Muslim or you don't know the Muslim, Allahu Akbar. On the Day of Judgment, the narration says, on the Day of Judgment, the most beloved to me, that is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most beloved to me and the closest to my gathering will be those who have the best character among you and are gentle. They have love for the people and people love them. And the most despised and furthest from my gathering on the Day of Judgment will be those who speak excessively, convince people through false facts, and the arrogant ones. In which category would I fit in? Now is the time. Now is the time to develop our akhlaq, our character, our mannerisms, how we talk to people, what words we use. Do I use obscene words, vulgarism? Do I scream, shout, talk loudly? Allahu Akbar. Am I arrogant? So these are the traits that people on the Day of Judgment, they're going to regret having these kind of mannerisms. I need to be gentle amongst the believers, amongst the Muslims, amongst the people. I need to be gentle. I need to be kind. I need to be compassionate. Yes, I need to be hard against the mischief makers out there. I need to be hard against drugs, alcohol, these clubs, pubs, casinos, all of these evils. And Islam prohibits them because they are no good for humans. They are no good for society. This has been researched even by non-Muslims as well. The dangers of all of this filth, immorality, immodesty, it's not there to help society. It's there to destroy society. Islam is there to help us, to help each other, to care for each other as well. Until next time, keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.